This is KUT. Texas Democrats will be running a candidate in every congressional seat this year and almost 90% of the seats in the state legislature. And even though Democrats are unlikely to win a lot of those races, political strategists say it could solve a problem Democrats have been struggling with for years. KUT's Ashley Lopez reports this year's election could be an opportunity for the party to grow its number of experienced candidates to run for office.
It used to be pretty difficult to recruit a Democrat in Texas to run for seats where the party doesn't typically have a good chance of winning. In fact, in the last several years, Democrats have had a hard time finding strong candidates to run for statewide office. But Mark Jones, a political science professor at Rice University, says 2018 could end that streak.
But this time around, we're seeing Democrats able to recruit multiple candidates in districts that are really top tier.
Democratic Party officials in Texas say this is one because Democrats are fired up these days in response to President Trump's administration. And two, there's been a larger effort among Democrats and left-leaning groups aimed at convincing people to run for office. Manny Garcia with the Texas Democratic Party says this took a lot of work.
A number of organizations in the state all worked really hard together to talk to candidates, to get them involved, and to get them committed to go ahead and sign up. You know, a lot of times all it takes is somebody telling you, I think you would be a great candidate and you should run, you should serve.
And Garcia says a lot of folks from diverse backgrounds actually followed through and decided to run this year, many for the first time.
We have a tremendous number of veterans, teachers, doctors, lawyers, folks from every kind of walk of life, a lot of women. It's really exciting to see these folks decide to step up.
And the diversity among new candidates could appeal to Republicans and independents. That's according to Brendan Steinhauser, a Republican strategist in Austin. Steinhauser says it could make for some interesting races in November.
The Democrats are smart to recruit people like veterans and people who have had successful business careers and things like that. If those are the folks that they nominate in March and in May in the runoffs, then they'll have a greater likelihood of some success in the fall.
And if they don't win, political science professor Mark Jones says this is good for the Democratic Party. He says this new crop of Democrats could have a lot to gain just from running for office.
They will demonstrate name recognition and gain experience.
And Jones says that will make them even stronger candidates in 2020 and 2022, when Texas is likely to have new political maps that will be more favorable to Democrats. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.